Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Sometimes after you've encouraged everyone else, you have to build up enough strength to encourage yourself. And on those days when no one else is around, I want you to say this.
I believe the storm is over. I believe the rain is gone away. I believe you'll make it through the way. Oh, I believe it's already done.
When you're in the storm sometimes, you can't see how you will ever make it out. All you see is the trouble that you're facing in front of you. Seems like it won't ever end. But my faith tells me that the struggle that you're in, it won't last.
The struggle won't last.
I'm a witness.
Oh, God's gonna fix it. Maybe looking dark right now, but I encourage you today. God's gonna do it. He did it for me. God's gonna do it. He did it for my mother. He did it for my father.
God will.
I know he's gonna do it.
God will.
What's coming is better.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning where the word of the Lord comes alive and we stop by to say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God, because without you, Father, we are absolutely nothing. Without you, we can do absolutely nothing. But with you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we thank you for strength today, saturating the atmosphere in the mighty name of Jesus. We come to bless your name today, Father. We come to thank you for your many promises on today. You say you went through Galilee healing all manner of sickness and diseases. So we thank you. You're stopping by every hospital today, every sick and shut-in today, every nursing home today, healing and delivering in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for Psalms 107 and 20. You sent your word and you healed. We sending forth your healing power words today to touch bodies today, to heal and deliver in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name this morning. We come to thank you for Psalms 118 and 16, Father God. You say your right hand is holding us up. We say thank you. You say we should live and not die and do what you called us to do. We say thank you. You hadn't handed us over to death. We say thank you because we got to be physically alive to do what you called us to do. And we say thank you for your many promises, your many manifestation of your promises on today. We welcome you in our services on today from the pulpit to the back door. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We just come to say thank you. Hallelujah. We come to encourage ourselves today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Or we come to bless your name today because your word says, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up this morning and praise you for your drawing power, your wonder-working power moving in this hour. May you be continuously glorified. In the midst of the storm, you're still amazing. In the midst of the storm, you're still beautiful. In the midst of a storm, you're still wonderful. And we say thank you. You're blameless. We say thank you. You took 39 stripes on your vessel for each and every one of us so we can live and have our being in you. We thank you for life today. We thank you for going through the hospitals on today, healing and delivering, setting free in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that you're still making house calls on today. You're going in the homes today, healing and delivering. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Because your word says, by your stripes, we are healed. So we command the vessels to line up with your word today. Healing manifestation come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you're not a man should lie, neither son of a man need to repent. Oh, we come to say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. You say in Genesis, you gave us dominion over every breathing, creeping thing of this earth. So we speak to these vessels today. We speak life in them today. We speak healing in them today. We speak strength in them today in the name of Jesus. Now we come to bless your name, Father. We thank you for all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You a shield and a buckler around them all, Lord God. And we say thank you. We thank you for all our relatives. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Do a new thing in them, through them, for them, and around them in the mighty name of Jesus. Because this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And we say thank you. We come to thank you for traveling grace and mercy today, Father God. We come to thank you for your promises on today, Father God, that we are blessed going out. We are blessed coming in. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. And we more than conquerors because of the great I am that I am. Hallelujah. Whatever we need you for this day, you the great I am. We need you for healing. We need you for strength. We need you for peace in the name of Jesus. Your words say, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world give it to us. Let our hearts not be troubled, neither be afraid. We thank you for peace today. We thank you for joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength on today. We come to lift our hands and say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. and we say thank you. We thank you for your promises on today where you say let everything have breath. Praise ye the Lord. We breathing today. We saying hallelujah through the pain. We saying hallelujah through the pain. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. That pain too was nailed to the cross over 2,000 years ago. And we say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. How we come to bless your name today, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere today, Father God, because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. We come to plead the healing blood, the delivering blood today in the name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name. With stretched out arms and humble hearts today, we say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for roofs over our head today. We say thank you for eyes to see today, ears to hear, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. The activity of our limbs today, hallelujah, Lord God. You the breath we breathe today, we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We lift wreath up to you, Lord God. She faithfully works behind the scene, Father God. Continue to strengthen her in the name of Jesus. Go to every family member in her family and heal and deliver and set free, Father God. We thank you for breakthroughs for her family and not a breakdown. We thank that her family is better and not bitter. We thank you that her family is the victor and no longer the victim. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to magnify your name today. We lift up the prophet to you today, Father God. Continuously strengthen his body, God, as he continuously pour out to your people, Father God. Strengthen him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to strengthen the Matthew family, Lord God, from the oldest to the youngest, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. Healing is the children's bread. Healing belongs to us on this side. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, because there's no sickness in heaven, and you come to bring heaven to earth. And we thank you for bringing your healing power for the Matthew family right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name. We bless your name, Lord God. The name above all names, the name above sickness and diseases. Oh, we bless your name, Father. And we just thank you today, Father God, for breakthroughs today. We thank you for breakthroughs and not a breakdown. We thank you that we all getting better and not bitter. We thank you that we all the victors and no longer the victim, because the great I am that I am. Whatever we need him for today, he's there. So we plead the blood of Jesus over every mean of transportation today, from cars to buses to trains to planes. We plead the blood. Dispatch all their angels all up and down the highway today. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we bless your name today, Father God, because this is an awesome day, and we say thank you. We thank you for a fresh fire anointing saturating this mind today. Hallelujah, driving off every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit. We welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in the nursing homes today. For the homeless today, Lord God, comfort them, Lord God. In every city, in every state, the homeless is in, Lord God. We thank you for breakthroughs for the homeless today. And we give you the praise and we give you the glory. Because you yet still love the homeless, because you love us all equally. You have no favorite child. And we say thank you. We say hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just come to bless your name today. We come to tear down strongholds in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit today. We come to tear down depression, oppression, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bless your name today, Father God, because all power is in your hands. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we want to give you the praise and honor and glory for who you are and what you have done in the lives of your people. and a thing that you are preparing to do even for your people, even now, O Father God, as we go through and stand upon your word, O Father God, for the things that we have to confront in our life during this dispensation season and time. We thank you, O Father God, for strengthening us, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for all of the our gifts, O Father God, that you have bestowed upon us, O Father God, so that we may stand and not waver, O Father God, in this time. O Father God, we honor and praise you and glorify you, O Father God, because there's no one like you, O Father God. O Father God, we place all our cares upon you, O Father God, because you know the beginning from to the end, O Father God. You are Alpha and Omega, O Father God. Father God, you care for us, O Father God. You have even sent your one and ministering angels, O Father God, to assist us, O Father God, in all the endeavors, O Father God, that we have undertaken up in our lives, O Father God, and the challenges, O Father God, that we are maybe still dealing with, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for your strength, O Father God, and your great love, O Father God, that you have for us. O Father God, give us the ability, O Father God, that you have, O Father God, so that we may love others, O Father God, the way that you love us, regardless, O Father God, of titles, circumstances, situations, relationships, whatever it may be that the enemy may try to use to hinder us from showing that love, O Father God, that you have for us toward others, O Father God, so that we can be vessels, O Father God, used by you, O Father God, and only you, O Father God, because your voice, O Father God, we are pained to hear, and the voices of a stranger we do not hear, O Father God. We do not follow the ways of the flesh, O Father God, but we follow, O Father God, the ordination, O Father God, in the ways of your spirit, O Father God. Yahshua HaMashiach, it gave us the example, O Father God, to follow and how to walk and how to do, because in the word of God it says that we shall do greater things, O Father God. So I ask you, Father God, those greater things that we shall do, I ask you, O Father God, that you will prepare us mentally, O Father God, so that we will not waver, O Father God, and be tossed to and fro, O Father God, but we will spend your word on the word that you have given us and the belief, O Father God, and work. Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, done on Calvary, O Father God. O Father God, because in that, O Father God, we stand, O Father God. And we thank you, O Father God, for what you have done and the things that you are going to do in the lives of your people, O Father God. We thank you for the healing that's going throughout the land, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for touching our individual bodies, O Father God, and the challenges that we may have, O Father God, within them, O Father God. We thank you for your healing power, O Father God, moving within us even now, O Father God, covering us, keeping us, and healing us, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for just like because you are Alpha and Omega again. O Father God, you see things from the beginning and you handle things to the end, O Father God. You handle things from the end, and O Father God, to regulate things, O Father God, the way that you desire from the very beginning, so that all things may work together, O Father God, for the good, O Father God, of establishing your kingdom here upon earth. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for giving us for instilling wisdom, O Father God, within us, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for giving us ability, O Father God, to make godly choices, O Father God, and to see, O Father God, not just for the present moment, O Father God, but for the future moments, O Father God, of things, O Father God, that we may have to endure, but standing strong, steadfast upon your word, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for giving us that type of mind, O Father God, which is the mind of Christ, O Father God, and the Spirit, O Father God, that dwells within us, O Father God, that does not, O Father God, adhere to the things of the flesh, O Father God, that the way that we have been used to, O Father God. We thank you for renewing everything within us, O Father God, balancing them and putting them in right order and right place, O Father God, so that we may not doubt, O Father God, I'll be tossed to and fro, O Father God, but we may know, O Father God, the things that we know with full assurance, O Father God, that is you, O Father God, and you alone, O Father God. So we thank you and honor you, O Father God, for what you have done and the things that you're going to do up in our lives, O Father God. Because you are Lord God Almighty, O Father God. Because we truly, O Father God, take your word, O Father God, as the source, O Father God, and protector. And we believe, O Father God, deep down in the resources of our being, O Father God, that you are, O Father God, our provider, O Father God. Matter of fact, you are the provider of all life, O Father God. And as we, O Father God, as your children, O Father God, are being in covenant with you, O Father God, and by the Spirit, being the offspring, O Father God, of Christ Jesus, O Father God, Father God, we accept, O Father God, to believe, O Father God, and appropriate, O Father God, the things that you have given us, O Father God, from your word, which is your promises, O Father God, and to our lives, O Father God. And it is by your words, O Father God, that we conduct, O Father God, our mental capacities, O Father God, so that in those things that we undertake, O Father God, it be honor and glory and worship unto you, O Father God. So, Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for exposing the hidden things, O Father God, and each and every individual life, O Father God, that have caused us, O Father God, to commit transgressions, iniquities, the way that we may have been disobedient, O Father God, not knowing, even being rebellious and not knowing, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, from delivering us from evil fellowship, O Father God, through labels placed upon our lives, O Father God, through an inheritance, thoughts of agreement, or words from other people, O Father God. Thank you for delivering us, O Father God, from deception, pride, fear, sickness, addictions, O Father God, perversiveness, O Father God, bondages, O Father God, that we may have taken on that is deeply rooted and hidden in our subconscious mind, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for going deep within us, O Father God, and rooting out those things, O Father God, that is not of you. Because in your word you said, greater things shall we do. So we thank you, O Father God, for preparing us and cleansing us and delivering us from all things that may try to hinder us, O Father God, from not moving totally in you. O Father God, again, we thank you, we honor you, and we glorify you. We thank you, O Father God, for your warning ministering angels. We thank you for your hedge of protection, O Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your word, O Father God, being mighty as it is. Resting, O Father God, as it vibrates through the ear of the hearer, O Father God, and sets upon good ground within their heart, O Father God, and be guarded, and that is being guarded by your spirit, O Father God, so that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, O Father God. We will stand strong, O Father God, in the day and the hour of temptations, O Father God, and the things that is going on, O Father God, in the world, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, O Father God, for sending out, O Father God, your warning and ministering angels, O Father God, as protection for your saints during this time and season, O Father God, and opening up our eyes, O Father God, so that we may see, O Father God, and not be stupefied, O Father God, when things, O Father God, start to happen in the earth realm, O Father God. We shall stand as strong soldiers, O Father God, mighty warriors, O Father God, defenders of the faith, O Father God. So we thank you and honor you in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Shalom.
Thank you, Father. Father, we give you the glory. Father, surely you are worthy. You call us Zion. Father, you long for your people, Father. And you also watch over your people. There is nothing that you see not. You see all, Father. For you're the one that sat up on the throne, O God. And you have made earth your footstool. And you sit your son. He's at your right hand. And you call him the right hand of your righteousness. Thank you even now that your word, oh God, never returns to you void. Your word carries out exactly what you have said. You said in your word, O Father, that you have exalted your word above all of your name. You said in your word, O Father, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Even now, Lord God, that you said in your word, that your word would be a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet. You also said in your word, behold, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me. And there were so many things that you had done, oh, Father, that you said not even the world could contain it in books. We thank you even now that that self-same word sustains and keeps each and every one that is yielded to your spirit. Father, you have given us authority that we may stand with a boldness in the earth and proclaim your gospel, to stand in defense of the gospel. You have given us the authority, you said, to be bold and courageous. That is the strength that you give us. Strength is not of ourselves, but it's the Holy Spirit that you have given to live within. And it searches out all things, even the deep things of God. Thank you even now, Lord God, that the self-same word goes in. It annihilates anything that is contrary to the kingdom. Father, we thank you even now, O Father, that it does not matter, Lord God, what it looks like, because you see not after the seeing of man's eyes, nor after the hearing of man's ears. This is why your word has proclaimed your thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and your ways are ways, until we have yielded ourselves to your spirit and we become one with you. You have made us, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, a restoration of the place, Lord God, of dominion. And that dominative authority is to reflect who you are, no matter where we go. We are to go and stand as a light that is set up on the hill. We are to pull down strongholds, pull down things that have been sacrificed to idols, pull down things of deception, beguilement, seduction, wickedness, foulness, uncleanness, anything that is of the flesh, we are to pull it down. In any manner that it will come in, we are to pull it down according to your word, O God. You have given to us that authority. You said in your word, casting down imaginations and every high thought that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Father, you gave it to us, Lord God, to stand with that authority. And with that authority, we stand in this hour. For Father God, your word has said, O God, in the name of Yeshua, that concerning that which will come as a lion wonder, that which comes that sits on the beast, that which is drunk with the blood of the saints, you have given to us, O Father, that we will be those, if we submit unto your spirit, that will wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, Father God, you said to keep ourselves from being spotted with the world. Father God, I thank you even now, Lord God, we want no spotlight of the world. Father God, we thank you that your word, your blood, and the spirit would cleanse us, wash us, purify us, sanctify us. That self-same word will go into places, Lord God, with the cord in our hand to whip out that which is not of the Father. And we stand with the boldness that you have decreed upon us according to Jeremiah chapter 1. And you said, do not be afraid of the faces. Father God, lest you confound us before them. You have given us that strength to stand with the gospel of peace upon our feet, that we may be able to put our foot upon the neck of the enemy, and we do not let that foot up. You have given us the ability to tread on serpents and scorpions. Father God, you reveal unto us, Lord God, because you said in the name of Yeshua, you have given us power over all the power of the enemy. Father God, you said we are not ignorant of any device that the enemy will attempt to portray. Oh, Father God, that which would, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, come to try to beguile the people of God. But because you have restored us to dominion, you gave us that authority, oh, Father. You said dominion, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. Oh, Father God, concerning the things of the air, the things of the sea, the things of the land, and every creeping thing, you revealed unto us, Lord God, the spirit of the Nephilim that went in and caused half man, half beast, that went into the fish and caused, Lord God, things to be grotesque looking, Lord God, like the marine spirits that will come half woman, half animal-like, and things in the land, oh, Father God, and things in the sky that will be portraying of that which is contrary to your kingdom. Father God, that which, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, you revealed unto us, Lord God, that we could stand boldly in the name of Yeshua according to your word in the book of Psalms 149, that as we worship you and glorify you, as we magnify you and lift you up, as we go before you in the dance, that the two-edged sword will be in our hands. Oh, Father God, that you have also given us that same authority, oh God, that we will be able to chain the kings and bind their nobles with fetters of iron, that we're able to decree, Lord God, to the winds and command them to go into places, Lord God, where forces of darkness have come in, Lord God, as they gross darkness upon the land, but your light goes into those places and destroy the forces of wickedness and deception that have been, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, manifested by lies, oh, Father God, and traps and snares of the enemy in the name of Yeshua. But we decree in this hour, in the name of Yeshua, that because your word is the same yesterday, today, and forever, in the name of Yeshua, that you have given us the authority, oh, Father God, that we're able to run and tell the word of the living God, run and say, Lord God, what is you and what is not you, to say, be aware, oh, Father God, even as the one, Lord God, while men slept, there was some that came in, Lord God, and they sowed seed. The seed was that which was contrary to the kingdom of the living God. But we thanks be to the Lord our God, who in the name of Yeshua exposes the things of darkness by the light of the gospel. In the name of Yeshua, it exposes the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. It exposes the doctrine of Balaam. In the name of Yeshua. Oh, my Father God, I thank you right now, Father, that you're manifesting it in this hour. Father God, I thank you right now that you're causing your word, Lord God, to be, Lord God, oh God, that which will cause us to stand. We will not be moved. We will not be moved, nor will we be altered by the things of darkness, but we will go into those places and we will annihilate every wicked and evil altar that have been set in the name of Yeshua, eggs of darkness. So according to your word in Isaiah, in the name of Yeshua, the cockatrice eggs, we destroy it. The spirit of Lilith, we destroy it. The spirit of Marduk, we destroy it. In the spirit of Babylon and everything that was contained in that culture, the ways, in the name of Yeshua, the teachings, we command it come down. In the name of Yeshua, that which, Lord God, was sent out to control and manipulate our young people in this generation, but we pull down the strong arm of the works of darkness in the name of Yeshua, the spirit of the Obeah. We command it come down in the name of Yeshua. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now that self-same word, Lord God, goes and it destroys landmines, because you have caused us to see where the landmines are, and therefore the word is going into those areas in the name of Yeshua. It is destroying the forces of darkness in the name of Yeshua. The spirit of iniquity. We thank you right now in the name of Yeshua. For you said these are they that came through the great tribulation. In the name of Yeshua, these are they, Lord God, that you said in the word of the book of Revelation, oh God. Oh, Father God, some of you will be thrown into a spiritual prison
but you told us to hold on in the name of Yeshua. There will be no reward. Just stand your ground in the word of the living God. Do not be moved in the name of Yeshua. The spirits of deception that's going inside of the houses and bringing drag worship, we pull that spirit down in the name of Yeshua. The satanic strongholds that's over the Mako, the spirit of the tale of vision in the name of Yeshua, that's bringing on the drag queens by the spirit of deception that will draw the children into a lying and wonder. We take authority over the spirit of the secret. That secret is a lying and wonder that was spewed by the Nephilim. That taught women how to do things that are seductive, and men how to use certain satanic things of war. But we pull down that spirit. We cause it to be bound in chains in the name of Yeshua. Father God, we thank you right now. We say your word and your word alone. Father God, for the sounds of the enemy, we annihilate in the name of Yeshua. For you said in your word in Daniel chapter 8, in the latter times, in the name of Yeshua, when the so of that of transgressors have come to a full, that one that would understand dark sentences would rise up. That is that spirit of LSD, Lucifer, Satan, the devil. But don't you know, enemy, the Father will reveal to his people who you are in the name of Yeshua. My Father God, he seduces the people by his craft. But we pull down the craft, the lion craft, the craft of deception, of bewilderment, of seduction. We pull it down in the name of Yeshua, of mind control. We pull it down in the name of Yeshua. Father, you said it would also be by his policy. Oh, Father God, in the name of Yeshua, any policy that would be raised up governmental or any otherwise that is contrary to the kingdom of God, you are raising up those with the anointing of Daniel. You are raising up those with the anointing of the three Hebrew boys that will not bow down in the name of Yeshua. Father, we give your name the glory both now and forever. We shout your name forever. It doesn't matter where idolatry is, whether it's in this United States of America or any other continent. We stand boldly against anything that is against the kingdom of the living God, and we shout in this hour in the name of Yeshua that the kingdom of our God has become the kingdom of this world in the name of Yeshua. Oh, my Father God, we thank you and we give your name the glory forever. We worship your name, my Father. Thank you, even now, Yeshua, HaMashiach.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteryou.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Laron Matthews Ministries presents the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference
2022.
11 years.
The 11th year celebration.
June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Get ready.
It happens at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Dr. Laron Matthews Sr., Pastor.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Save the day.
June 24th through 26th.
More details on the way.
Get ready,
get ready,
get ready.
Join Prophet Lerone Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Lerone Matthews on Facebook and Lerone Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Lerone Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Lerone Matthews, PhD.
Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Keep on singing and keep sinning. I don't want to live for you and not see you in the end. I don't want to know your name. You'll not know much before I get to the gate. Please hold. Over my sin, myself. I don't wanna know your name, Jesus. And you've not no match before I get to the gate. Please hold me close. Don't let me go. Hold me close. In your loving arms, tell me that you love me. Tell me that you care. Oh, I'll stay by your side because I know you're near and you're everywhere. Oh, please hold me, yeah. Hold me close. Grab me in your arms and never let me go. Hold me close. Whatever you do, Lord, don't let me go.
bless you and top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. And I am yours truly, Prophet Lauren Matthews. I welcome you for joining us on today. And certainly, we want to honor the Lord for all that he's doing through us, in us, and for us, and for the people of God. We're blessing him and giving him all the praise, the glory, and honor. We want to prepare ourselves for the word on today and thanking God. Thank you, intercessors and prayer warriors, great ministry gift and kingdom leaders. Bless the Lord for you and you on this day. And we honor God for all that he's doing for many of you. And we don't take it lightly, all of the things that the Lord has allowed us to experience through his word and through his vessels that he used in this season. Thank God for many of you joining us from all over the world. Thank you, intercessors and prayer warriors and ministry gifts and kingdom leaders. We certainly bless God for you on this day. It's so many things that are happening in the Lord, in the world, and God need our, in this season, he really need our powerful participation in such a time as this, because he need us to continue to partner with him. Even though there's many things that are going on in the land, it's our ability to partner with him as he continues to establish the things that are kingdom for our life and for the lives of his people. We have to continue to stay in that place of partnership with him. And those who are joining me via Facebook, please share with others. I know they will be blessed as well today. The system of things are changing all over. So we just have to allow God's will to be done and allow his perfect will to manifest itself. If you have been following us over the last several years and months, you will know that things in the entire climate of the world is shifting. So therefore, everything you're seeing now and viewing has made a major turn. And so we as believers have to really stay in that strategic place in God and our connection to him. The more we seek him and seek after him, the more he looks for the men and women of God to be in position in the body and in the kingdom of God. And so I thank God today for what the Lord is doing within the body, and many of you joining us on today and being connected with us. So we bless God for you and your today. Let's move into the word of the Lord God from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30. And I want you to be blessed by this word to all of our covenant partners, virtual members, and sons and daughters. We bless the Lord for you on today. Thank you for our great friend and woman in Zion who stood in our stead on last week, Pastor Wylanda Brown. We bless the Lord for her and thank God for her family and her awesome husband, Larry, Pastor Larry, there in Wisconsin. We honor the Lord for the great kingdom leaders. It's really good when you have people such as good friends that you know over the years that you can entrust to release the word of God and that you can connect with and build a relationship with them in ways that no one else could separate it. No matter what comes your way, you can continue to stay steadfast in that spiritual dimension with them. So we're blessing God for her on today and her family. And now many of you have been following us. We have shared from the Word of God in the book of Daniel. And this is actually our 7th year teaching from Daniel, or 6th year teaching from Daniel. And as you may look at the climate of things around the world, you'll see that this book of Daniel is really a pivotal book, especially as it relates to current events in the land. The book of Daniel is one of those books that are considered apocalyptic book as it relates to the world events. But when you hear the word apocalyptic, you hear the word, it's actually a Greek word connected to a Hebrew text in the Bible, because everything Old Testament is considered a Hebrew or Arabic, and the translation is written in the English language or the English or colonial language by way of King James who authorized the particular translation of the Bible. So therefore, this book is very powerful, but we have been sharing from that, but we're not going to share from that today. We're going to go into the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 29, and climax from Samuel chapter 29. And we bless the Lord for those who have joined us from the Baltimore area. We thank God for a good friend and pastor from Baltimore. We honor the Lord for their entire ministry and family and the welcome they gave us here. We honor the Lord for them, and we don't take it lightly when you meet new people. The Bible says good friends are hard to find, and one must first show themselves friendly to be a friend. So we thank God for connecting with good people, Pastor Sewell and the Sewell family, and the great men and women of God that are there. And we're looking forward to what the Lord is doing on this day. You and our Chicagoland area, join our explosive team of Elder Samuel Hunter, Prophetess Carswell, and Tracy Pollard, and Elder Sanchez, and Minnie and Rosie, Sister Rosie over hospitality, and many of the great kingdom leaders there, Vandalis Johnson, and all of the great vessels that lead the charge, Brother Terrence, who deal with the worship, and Sister Sharonda, and all of our great kingdom leaders that are just blessing the people of God. We honor all of those great minds that are there. I tell you, I am excited about our team there that is blessing us, and you all are doing a fantastic job. Your heart is just rich, and I appreciate your commitment and your dedication in spite of what is going on around the world. We are still holding on and hanging in there. Look at somebody say, hang on in there. Amen. Bless True Vine Ministry there in Michigan. We bless God for Flint, Michigan. You know, let me just shift for a minute. Look at somebody say, we just want to shift for a minute. I really thank God today for many of us and many of you who has really been dedicated to do what you do and maintaining your love and your strength of God, from leaders that are connected with us, leaders that are not connected with us but are doing a great job. We bless God for you there. Thank you, Pastor Belton in Flint, Michigan. Thank you. Those are in San Antonio, Texas. Bless the Lord for all of you there. There in Las Vegas, we bless the Lord for Toya. We bless the Lord for Zizi. We bless the Lord for, man, it's just so many of you that are powerful. Prophetess Rice, Sister Mother Sydney, Katrina Carroll. I mean, I could just name off so many people who have been connected with us. Sister Ranisha, she's over in the island. Bless the Lord for her. The Simmons, Evangelist Foster, we bless the Lord for you and your husband. And so many of you who have impacted ministry and making things happen in ministry, we honor the Lord for you on today. And celebrate what God is doing in you and through you. This is a time where you have to really endure in a time where things are changing all around us. You have to be able to be stronger than you ever been. You have to be really strong in your mind, your spirit, your thought. And so the people of God, you have to be really, really fervent in your relationship with God so you will be able to survive the wind that's blowing and the devastation that's hitting at every level in the land. And if you're not able to do that, it's easy to be tossed by every wind of doctrines and people that can easily deceive you no matter where you are at. Because the enemy, the adversary, the enemy is using arsenal that he's not authorized to use, but he's using the arsenal against many of us because we're not using it for the kingdom. So what the enemy does is he uses the arsenal that you're not using from the kingdom against the kingdom. You follow what I'm saying? So what we have inside of us to use for the kingdom against the enemy, when you're not using it, he'll use it against other people in the kingdom because that's its ability to divide and conquer. It's called friendly fire. So in the kingdom of God, we celebrate those men and women of God who are in the kingdom of God, working to build and catapult the kingdom of God for such a time as this. So it's important for us to understand where we're at, especially in this timing in the land. Right now, this month is one of the most pivotal months, if I can say, of the last 70 or last 36 months, from 2019 to 2020 to 2021 to 2022. So it's very pivotal to us. As I connect it to the Word of God, I would take you to the Word of God in the book of Isaiah, and then I take you to Isaiah chapter 1. Then I would, well, actually the book of Isaiah. Then I would take you over to Jeremiah. Then I would take you to Lamentation. Then I would take you to Ezekiel, because Ezekiel is 48 chapters. And when you look at Ezekiel 48 chapters, you break it down as 4 years. So between Isaiah entrance, becoming Yahweh is salvation, to Jeremiah, Yahweh is exalted and uplifted, and then Lamentation, which defies suffering, persecution, going through, and then Ezekiel becoming God's strength. We have to go through, we have to go in the trying to get to the strength of God, and then ultimately Daniel be considered the governmental unit of God. And so it's the establishment of the governmental unit of God. And that's where, as a teacher, when people talk about the five major prophets, they'll say Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, and Daniel are five major prophets. Look at that. There's five books, four major prophets, because it's Isaiah, it's Jeremiah, it's Ezekiel, and Daniel. Lamentation is a contemporary book to examine, to let people know that en route to being major, you have to deal with minor issues, and that will happen in Lamentation, because we will go through things in our life. We will suffer things. We will go through persecution. We will go through travailing. We will go through pain. We will go through things that will cause us to shift and be and battle and war in our spirit. And so Isaiah book opens us up to understand that those 66 chapters are encrypted for men and women of God to really understand the entire 66 books of the Bible and really prepare for the root of Jesse, the government of God, the power of the double anointing, the presence of every battle of a man is with confused noise. Psalm 40, Isaiah 40 and 28, have I not heard, have I known that the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, faded not. There's no weary, there's no searching his understanding. Isaiah 43, remembering ye not the former things, don't go back to the wilderness, neither consider the things of old. So if you read that particular book, you'll find out that Isaiah book alone will be able to take you through the entire Bible. And so while our sons and daughters on Wednesday night, you guys are studying, going through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, which is good. If you compare Leo, Isaiah, Tamika, to every chapter you're reading, and you all parallel the book of Isaiah with where you're going, you'll find that everything literally brings what's concealed, because theology is concealed, to what we call Christology, which is the gospel being revealed, it's been revealed, and then everything been fulfilled. the problem with most people in the Bible, we miss fulfilling things for God. Why? Because people keep us concealed in our walk with the Lord. And then our pain and our issues that we meet in lamentation limited us. Because so many people are living, dreaming, and operating in their past, and they can never get to their future. And so when they see someone like you in the future, then issues comes up, and the insecurity comes up, and the jealousy comes up, and the strife, because they look at what they should have did or they could have did, but the enemy hinders them in lamentation, causing them to be backtracked and they'll walk with the Lord. And so they miss a lot of things. So when you read it, you understand that these powerful books of the law, which is Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, all of these are very powerful books. In the book of the law, then you enter into the book of history, which starts with Joshua. And you're able to really understand Bible or from a theological standpoint. So by the time you all are finished, you can literally be considered a scholar or what we call a theologian of the Old Testament, because you have theologian of the Old Testament, theologian of what we call Christology, the gospel theologian of the what we call the book of anything after Acts, which is considered really New Testament or what we call pneumatology. But when you study phenomenology, people can't pass phenomenology. Sister Sear, who's from the island, they can't pass phenomenology because they're not willing to tap into the unknown. The unknown make you realize who you really are. The unknown require you to tap into the presence of God. Let me drop this at you on today because this is really in my spirit today. I want to deal with this today, and I'm going to connect it to the word. The Lord said, tell my people, the forecast is changing. The forecast is changing in the land. So the forecast is better than what the precipitation reported. So what many of us are seeing right now, we're seeing a major forecast in the land. There's a forecasting change. The weather change in the land that you see is part of nature. Our change in the land is part of the spirit. And so the forecast in us are changing. Why? Because many of us, we're not taking the mess we used to take from demonic principalities in spirit. So the enemy want to attack us because our forecast is changing. Anytime you're changing the forecast in the spirit realm, what people had access to controlling and able to do, they can't do it because the forecasts have changed. And Daniel, the book of Daniel, literally lets us know that the forecast have changed in the land. The forecast have changed. And when you change the forecast or the trajectory of your life, then it caused the alarms to go off. There are alarms going off all around us. You follow me, people? There are alarms going off around us. And we're trying to figure out what is going on. All of these alarms are going off right now because the trajectory has changed and the forecast in us have changed. Many of us, the forecast in our life have changed. Why? Because the trajectory have changed. I can no longer be where I'm at in the kingdom of God. So I suspend demonic forces or entities that once connected to us because the forecast have changed. The forecast in our entire mindset, our thoughts. People would think that you one way, but Paul said it in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing. He who has begun a good work in you will perform that work unto the day of Jesus Christ. So it's not arrogance. It's confident that the forecast has changed in my life. If the forecast has changed in your life, everything changed in the trajectory. Let's look at the economy, the economic world right now. Everything in the economy has went up 30%. So if everything had went up 30%, people of God, in the land, if everything is up 30%, that means that the forecast of our living arrangement must change. You can't make the money you make now, 5 years ago, now, because you wouldn't be able to make it. The forecast have changed. If the price of gas has went up and gas is made through oil, the metaphor For oil is the anointing. So if the forecast have changed, then the anointing on your life have went up. And people who don't understand your anointed, Joseph James, they'll never understand the power of your trajectory. So in Chicago, gas is almost $6 a gallon. That's the high-end gas. It's literally already $6 a gallon. And so if the oil prices go up and oil, the gas prices goes up and gas is made by oil, and the metaphor for oil is the anointing, then guess what? On your life, the anointing goes up. There are many of you, you have to know in your life, the anointing goes up. And the trajectory changed, and everything around you must change. And especially if you drive a high-end car, then you cannot put 87 in a 93. And sometimes in the world today, people's mindset don't understand that the trajectory is changing. The forecast is changing. Things around us are changing because of the power of where you are in the kingdom of God. Some of you, God has said, you are in a forecast change, and the forecast is not the weather outside. It's the inside of you that have changed. God is taking you to a different place. So the deep call it unto the deep. Everything inside of us, you can't carry it into June, July, and August, because what we're watching in the trajectory of the world is that the precipitation is changing. So what God is doing right now in the world, in the land, He's raising up those who understand the cost of what's in the oil, what's cost of what's on your life. So change is good. You're not separated. You're not alone. You're not by yourself. God is using angelic reinforcement to take you to a new place in the trajectory of life. And your trajectory of life is raising you up to another climate in God. You're rising up. You're moving up. Your trajectory is changing. And the trajectory scares many of us. You know why the trajectory scares many of you? Because you're no longer living, breathing, and operating in your comfort zone. Your children, your relatives, your family members, former members, people who were connected to you, they don't understand you. So they are afraid of the trajectory for which God is taking you in. I'll come outside of your safe. Your trajectory is shifted, and you're moving to a whole nother level. You're not thinking the way you're thinking. I'm not going to shut up. Woo, I got to slow down. Your trajectory is changing. People can't deal with you the way they deal with you. They can't use the old things they used to use on you. They act in a certain way, and they don't have power over you. And so when they don't have power over you, the level of accusation and accusatory spirit shows up because of the trajectory of change, the way they think and the way they feel towards you, the trajectory of change. Because when some people don't change, you are a game changer. You are a world changer. And so the trajectory, you're changing. Sister Dela Cruz, you're not the way you used to be 5 years ago, 6 years ago. You're not at the place you used to be. I'm prophesying to some of you today. Your trajectory is changing, and so the forecast is changing. The heat is changing. The weather is changing. Your spirit is changing, Sister Latoya. Your outcome is changing. People got stuff held up in a court, the courtroom of the courtroom. I don't know, I'm prophesying to somebody. Somebody got some stuff held up in the courtroom, and God give me the lucid. He give me to put a final notice. He give me to step in and seal. You move. Go ahead and move to the next level. I'm releasing you from it because the trajectory is changing because the forecast changed. Now listen to this. Listen to the word forecast here. Forecast is to predict or estimate or to calculate the futuristic event or trend, especially the coming forth of the weather or a financial trend. So when you're in the trajectory change, Sister Lynette, or I'm prophesying into your life, when you're at a place where everything changes, the dynamics of your life changes and your financial portfolio. So I'm prophesying into your purse. I'm making your bank account become your purse. Because if you understand your financial trajectory in the land, you understand that what's in your wallet is greater than what's in your bank account. Because you have the power to understand that the investment is in the bank. But really what's in you is the investment that you can get what you want in your wallet. because your trajectory is changing, and the power of the change is critical for some of where you all are going right now. The power of the trajectory is changing around you. And so the prediction or the estimate or the calculation or the futuristic event have changed because of the trend. And you know why many of the trends are changing, Elder Hunter? The trends are changing because you're not copying after the world. You're creating and inventing things in life. So most people who used to read my book in 2017, I have more people reading the book now. Even hip-hop artists are reading it. Famous people are reading the book right now. So my economic climate changed because there are people asking, I need you to explain chapter one, chapter two, chapter three. I need you to give us a hit of chapter number four. I need you to explain it. So all the people who were sitting down one time in the stages now must be able to read your trajectory because everything is changing in the world. So the things are changing in the world because of who you are in the kingdom of God. So that's why you can have people like a Waka Flocka listen to you, follow you, and don't want nobody to know who they are. It could be a blessing to your ministry because they step back and say, man, where is this coming from? Because what I'm doing right now, when you see wealthy people reach a peak in life, that means they can't go any further. But when you see anointed people, we can take them to next level and next dimension. And some people can't go with you because they don't want to go into that dimension because it requires them to break loose from forces that they're comfortable with. When people are comfortable with certain spirits and certain forces, you can't take them further. You must move on because those forces will delay your presence. You got to understand the trajectory is changing. So some of you are trendsetters and pacemakers. Your trend, you're changing the trend. So what people wear, you're not wearing that. What people think, you're not thinking. The way people act, you're not acting that way. The way you move it, you're not moving in that dimension because you are a trendsetter and a pacemaker. You're changing things in life. And when you're changing things in life, things begin to go to another level. You're requiring people to understand where you are at in the kingdom of God, in the power for which you are in God. Your whole entire trajectory is changing. Some of you woke up in the morning and you were wondering what's going on in the world. It ain't about what's going on in the world. It's about what God had did in you. So stop looking at that and say, man, what's going on? You ask yourself the question. I want everybody to put this down. Ask yourself the question. What happened to me? Not what's going on in the world. What's going on in me? You have changed the world. You are the changers in the world. You are the people that are solidifying things in the world. I don't worry about binding up my enemy. My enemy must follow me. They have to. I'm a trajectory for them, you know. So I can't stop them from doing what they do. I can't stop people from feeling the way they feel. I can't stop people from acting the way they act. When you're moving up in a certain spiritual dimension, you can't stop people from doing what they do. You have to continue to move in the things of the Lord because the trajectory is changing. Woo! This is a word for Sister Patricia Calvin. This is a word for you, woman of God. You ready for this? Touch the woman and say, is she ready for this? I'm prophesying to some of y'all. Right? Woman of God, this is the season that you're in, that God is opening up doors in your life right now. Where you used to be years ago, the enemy held you bound by your past. God is saying now, in this season you're in, he's doing something exactly different in your walk with him. And so even your sleep pattern has changed. The way you think have changed. And the way you move have changed. Because God have you in a place in him right now that all of the things you lost, you're getting ready to receive more. You're in a season where God is getting ready to do new things in your life. And you did not know all of those new things in your life were things that you passed up because you made bad decisions. So God is bringing you back to the place where the things that you were supposed to accomplish in your earlier years, you're going to accomplish them now. So the glory of the latter house will be greater than that of the former. So don't be disappointed by how people disappoint you. Because God said you're going to break out into something new. Things are getting ready to happen in your favor. And God said as things are happening in your favor, you're going to see things begin to change around you, even concerning family, even concerning I'm even looking at some ideas that you have, some things you want to do. God said now it's time to launch out into it. In other words, launch out into the deep. And don't be afraid to launch out into the deep. because many people have held you down by trying to take your ideas. You launch out into the deep and watch what God is going to do in you and for you right now. That's a word of the Lord God for you. Oh, good God Almighty, I feel the trajectory. Look at somebody say, the trajectory has changed because the forecast is in my hand. The forecast is in your hand. The word forecast means to predict or estimate or calculate the future event or trend, especially the coming of the weather or a financial trend or change in the earth realm. So everything in the earth realm has changed. And because it has changed, then you have to see where God is taking you right now at this point. You know what? Let me tell you, let me tell most of you all today, those who follow me, the 1.5 million that follow us on Blog Talk, and those who follow me here, when you understand right now, many of you right at this point, you have commas, periods to be at right now. So where you at right now in your life, you have a comma by somebody where you should have a period. With a job, you have a comma where you should have a period. Opportunity, you have a comma where you should have a period there. Family members in your life, you have a comma where you should have a period there. People that have treated you wrong on job, you have a comma where you have there should be a period there. Ministry that some of you are lurking on the cutting edge, you have comma where you should have a period of. Some of you waiting for people to open back up church doors of ministry. No, you are a church because you are kingdom. And if you don't have a church, just come on over to join us over in Harvey, Illinois, 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois, any Sunday or Tuesday night. Come on over there and join us. I'm telling you, the trajectory is changing. If you're out of town, fly on in on a Sunday, and you'll get a word from the Lord. It's a hospital, so you have inpatient and outpatient there. So you'll come in, you'll see inpatient, then you have some will be outpatient. Outpatient is those that got an operation and they done and they moved on. The trajectory is changing all around us and all around our life that we may see and know the power and the presence of God. Let me deal with the forecast here. Forecast means to predict or estimate or calculate the future. So most people who have been following us, we have been calculating the future, Sister Seer. Sears, we've been opening up for people to understand what's getting ready to happen in the up-and-coming months, in the up-and-coming weeks. So bringing people right now to where they're at today, many people are here because we have calculated things. Let me tell you something. Anytime you can have, I can have the United States government send a United States government official to my house to figure out how do you predict what's going on in the world, you know that's got to be some power. You know God is speaking then. So most of us here, we get first privilege of what's going on. So what happened with the Roe versus Wade, if you go back to my Facebook page 2 weeks ago on a Sunday morning, right about this time, we had told the people in the world the United States Supreme Court is up to something and something getting ready to show down. So the following morning when they woke up, the world woke up, they said there was something leaked from the Supreme Court, United States Supreme Court. And then Tuesday morning, they had to confirm it that they had a secret meeting. Well, all of you all knew about it before it happened. Why? Because the prophet opened up the trajectory. When I told you all about what happened in the month of last year, before the United States Congress had the stuff going on, we already released it to many of you all. You all was privileged first. So if you all are first privileged, how many of you have not made a move to move to the next level? You still got commas where you should have periods at. Have you any? Go ahead and share this real quick. Go ahead and share it real quick. Everybody go ahead and share it with somebody. Share this. God bless you, Sister Major. Thank you for joining us. God bless you, saints. Come on, join us. Let me open up this trajectory right here, and I'm going to end the trajectory so you can understand where you at. Forecast. The forecast, now listen to this. The forecast that we're getting ready to see in the land. Now listen to this, people. You must gather this information because as soon as I release it, immediately the world and those who are listening take it and run with it. So they go to the media. The mainstream media gets it. They get the media, and then they start investigating. Because we're going into the vault, the cold, the secret thing, and we're revealing it to the world. So what we're doing is we're revealing to you what's going on in the world. And the body of Christ, and most of you right now, you need to take what I'm sharing with you and run with it now. Now, the United States government is getting ready to release money. Listen to me. Going to release money to many of you because you're going to hear another amount of money that's going to be released. Now, if many of you don't got your, what they call it, EIN number or your business and plan in place, you'll miss this money that's getting ready to be released because the trajectory changed. Since the economy have changed and everything is up like 30%, then they have to release finances to the world. So don't run and get an EIN number. You need to have your EIN number now. Don't try to get a business plan. Start on your business plan. Because after July, there's going to be so much money available for housing, economic development. Now, it's already in effect. It's already been passed in the bill. But many of you have to be prepared to get these funds that are getting ready to come to your bank account. So you won't be sitting there wondering why they're holding up your money. Why, oh, they're holding up my money. No, because they're checking in to see is everything in place the way you have it. The trajectory is changing. So everybody needs to prophetically get their business together. You have to get ready to see what's happening. You have to see what, look at what Eli, whatever his name is, who bought Twitter. Do you know he delayed buying Twitter for the $28 billion? You know why? Because he's trying to make sure all the details is in place. So first of all, Twitter means tweeting. So you have to tweet what's going on. So he's not officially buying the stock just yet. So what does that mean? Did he send the people off? Is something going on? No, because they're preparing some underlying things. See, he's trying to build all of these vehicles because in 2030, all of the cars you ride that are gas cars, they're trying to pay. They said by 2030, every car that we're driving now will be electric cars. By 2030, 50% of cars will be electric. So you know what they need? They need nickel. You know what nickel is? Nickel. That nickel, that's a material. That's kind of a metal, a nickel. So if those of you who have coins, that's why they're trying to eliminate all the coins in the world. You dime, nickel, penny. They're trying to, Elon Musk, thank you, woman of God. They're trying to eliminate all of the coins. So all of your coins, they're trying to eliminate to go to paper. So I'm trying to let you know what's getting ready to happen in the world. So we're in 2022. And so while many people are battling by 2030, the entire car industry changes. Now, for 2023, the mental capacity of so many people are going to be distorted. So if you got anything in the mental health, if you're a counselor, social worker in those areas, if you have a doctorate in psychology, many of you will be able to get millions of dollars. Because why? The mental capacity of the people right now are going to change in 2023, 2024, 2025, 2026. Because of change. It's going to change. You know why? Because people are dealing with a spirit of phobia. Phobia is a fear of something. And there are people afraid to come out of the house right now. They're afraid to come out of the house. They're phobia. So you're going to get money just to go in the house to bring people out. Why? Because of the coronavirus. People didn't want to get touched by nobody. There's so many things that's getting ready to happen for us in the world that we're going to be able to tap into, that you'll be able to have. I'm prophesying it to some of you like right now. Because medication ain't going to do it. Many people, they're not going to deal with the pharmaceutical industry. Because what's already came out about the pharmaceutical industry and what's getting ready to come out about them, it's going to shock so many people of the death sentence that the enemy has towards many people. I'm telling you, you better get a dime. You better get all your coins. Don't take them to the bank. Put them up. If you got 100 jars, you better put them up. I'm telling you, it's going to be worth so much more than you ever imagined. That's why Walmart got that money machine there, and they let y'all put all that change in there and charge you 12%. So you put $150 in there, they charge you 12% of your $150. So they're going to make money on you and giving you money. You have to know what's going on. The trajectory is changing. Now, The next thing is changing. The entire White House is changing. You right now, what you see in the White House right now, the White House right now, that trajectory is changing. Oh, yeah, it's changing. See, if the whole thing is changing, because what's been here is coming to the surface. It's coming to light now. It's coming to light. And everything that was once hidden is coming to light. That's why Daniel revealed all of the hidden things. See, the witches and the warlocks and the Chaldean and the sorcerers and the voodoo doctors and all of the spiritual people that deal with all of these demonic things, they don't have the power to tap into those spiritual dimensions. God has raised up people who will be able to tap into those spiritual dimensions and to release and reveal to you what's going on in the world, in the events of the world. There are so many things that God is revealing to us now. So the trajectory is changing all around us and all around the world right now for the men and women of God. The forecast. Let's go here. Forecast. To predict or estimate or calculate the future events or trends, especially the coming of the weather or the financial trend in the earth realm. So we're revealing in the earth realm what's going on in human life, because earth has an ear. Look at somebody say, earth has an ear. If you look at the word earth, E-A-R, in the middle it says ear. The earth has an ear. So the earth responds to what you say it does. It responds to the way you deal with it. The earth has an ear, and it responds to the power of what's in you. And your trajectory is to be able to speak to the earth about what you want it to do for your ear. You have the power to move and maneuver in the kingdom of God. So many of you are calling yourself prophets and prophetess, but the earth is needing you to respond. The earth don't do anything until it rotates with your trajectory or it works with your forecast. You are forecasters in the land, everything that's happening in the world. That's why the word of God says, you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but a principality. Where is the principality? On earth. If the earth hear your ear and respond to you, it moves those principalities. Don't fight people, because people can't afford your sound. The earth responds to you. And when you tell the earth what to do, the earth responds to your heart, because heart has an ear, H-E-A-R-T, heart, ear. It has an ear. So it responds to your rhythm, your mobility, your strength, your power, your rhythm, your forecast, your frequency. It moves in that dimension. And many of you have such a powerful rhythm in your dimension. It's being stifled by oppression, depression, suppression, mental illness, and people getting in your ear. If you let people get in your ear, they'll never be able to move. You'll never be able to move to the dimension of greatness in your life. Put the right people in your life and watch God move over your life. Because everything has an ear. He that has an ear. Now notice what the Bible says. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Ear, earth, ear, heart, ear. He that has an ear, heart. He that has an ear, earth. Respond. Y'all gonna move. Am I blessing you today? Look at somebody say, we've been blessed today. You've been listening to the wrong people. How are you going to listen to somebody that does not have what you have? Don't get me wrong. How is somebody going to tell you something and they not doing it themselves? You have to be able to progress and move in the prophetic realm, in the earth realm. Connect with the right people and watch the right dimension open up for your life. Connect with the right realm and watch the power of God begin to move for you because of what God is taking you, Sister Owens. Where God is taking you, Brother James. Where God is taking you, Sister Rice. Where God is taking you, Sister Sheldon, Elder Hunter. Where God is, all of these things have been opened to us in this spiritual dimension. That's why the enemy wants to attack right now. The counterfeit realm has been opened with the encounter realm, Sister Washington, Diane Pryor. So you're going to deal with the counterfeit because you are in encounter. Let me tell you something. I'm almost done. If many of you know that you are the greatest encounter on the earth. Guess what you're dealing with? The greatest counterfeit on earth right now. You're dealing with the greatest counterfeits right now. Why? Because you're the greatest encounter there is on the earth. Everybody is seeking you out. You don't have to seek them out. The counterfeit is seeking you out. The encounters are being blessed by what you're doing today because you are important to the earth realm, the dimension that's inside you, and the greatness that's getting ready to happen for your life. Brother Campbell, God didn't put you where you at right now for naught. Some of you are being in position. Look at where you at. Look at some of you right now. Many of you right now, if you looked at the picture 20 years ago and now, you look better now than 20 years ago. You're more healthier now than you were 20 years ago. So just think about the person that didn't celebrate you 20 years ago, and they're looking at them now. Look at them. Look at them now, and look at you now, because of the trajectory of your human body is changing. That's why they invested in 2019, 2020 with scare tactics, fear tactics. Now vaccine want to vaccinate you. Your vaccine is in your mouth. You open your mouth and prophesy to your life. You open your mouth and speak to your dimension. Watch God begin to move over you like never before. Because some of you right now, you are forecasters in the earth realm. The earth is responding to your body. The precipitation is responding to your body. If you go into a city, it'll stop raining. If you go into a nation, it won't have another tornado. If you walk into a community, the entire community will get wealthy because of what's in you, the knowledge inside you. You go into people, people stop to salute you. You ever met people and they said, who are you? I've seen you before. Yes, because you saw me in the spirit 20 years ago. You were supposed to meet me right now on this day. You were slated to meet millionaires. You were slated to meet wealthy people. You were slated to meet actors. You were slated to meet famous people because you are the fame of God in the land. You know when Jesus did miracles, the word of God said fame went out through the land. And guess who showed up? The Pharisees and the Sadducees. Why? Because he landlocked them because of the presence of God. Some of you are landlocking people. That's why they hate on you. You're landlocking people. That's why they don't want to stop. They try to stop you. They landlock you because they don't understand who you are. When you show up, the presence of God began to manifest. Some of you supposed to have been worshiping years ago. You know why? You let somebody in a choir stand make you quit. You let a choir director make you feel throw in the towel. Some of you supposed to have been greater in ministry. You let somebody from the pulpit incarcerate your greatness. You let somebody prophesy and lie into your destiny and damage your power of the presence of God. You are in a place right now where the Spirit of the Lord God is causing you to move into another dimension, Dr. Lyon. You're supposed to be somewhere else in this season of your life. We're waiting for people to ordain what God had already decreed. God Almighty. You're waiting for people to ordain what God had already decreed. It's already been decreed where you should be at in your walk with the Lord right now. You're in a powerful place in the kingdom of God. I'm prophesying it to somebody right now. I'm prophesying it to you this moment right now where you're at in your walk with the Lord. In the presence and the power of God. Let me go further to talk about the forecast right now. This is somebody, look at somebody, this is the word for somebody by this time tomorrow. Look at somebody say, by about this time tomorrow. About this time tomorrow. Put that up there. About this time tomorrow. Here's what it is. Forecast, predict, or estimate, calculate future events or trends, especially the coming of something or the coming of something that's going to move the marketplace in the earth realm, usually as a result of what the study and the analysis of available data or to predict it. Now, some of you where you're at right now, it's already, you are the prediction in the land. You are who God told you you will be. You are the mandate of the kingdom of God. Where you supposed to be at right now, you were supposed to have been there 10 years. So God would slay 10-year period to meet you right now at a time today. If you ever thought about some things in life, think about that. If I would have waited, think of where I would have been at today. And because you didn't wait, you where you at. But Romans 8:28 said, and we know that all things work together for good to them who are the called according to his purpose. Because you were already the called. You were not waiting for a call. You were already the called according to his purpose. The purpose was already set for you. So you have to be resuscitated and reset for where you're going. Ooh, shy. Because of the power of where you are at in God. You got to divorce your pain and marry your promise. God Almighty. Woo. My God. You got to divorce that stuff. You got to move to the next so God can move in your life like never before. About this time tomorrow, you'll see a whole nother life. By this time tomorrow, you'll walk up to a building that you can flip it overnight. You'll see a piece of property, and you can say, man, I want that. And I guarantee God will move by this time tomorrow. What the bank told you Friday that they were going to give you an answer to Monday, you'll have an email that says it's already done. By this time tomorrow, that promotion that you've been waiting for, because coronavirus and all of the stuff you went through, you'll get a letter today that says, we want you to be the person we selected. By this time tomorrow, that person you've been waiting for will walk past you at the bus stop, meet you on the job, and your destiny will change. By this time tomorrow, you'll get that call about that idea and that business plan. By this time tomorrow, your whole thinking will change. You will wake up thinking totally different. By this time tomorrow, the enemy that hit you, you'll no longer see him again. And David, as God told Moses, this spirit today, let me turn that, we're going to end right here. Let's go over there to it in the book of I think it's Exodus. Ooh, good God, about y'all. Blessed. Y'all been blessed today? Ooh. See, you got to understand. This Egyptian you said today, you won't see that no longer because God is changing things all around you and for your life and for your purpose. He's moving over you. Good God Almighty. Exodus 14. Now listen to this. Listen to this. This is going to bless you. This is going to bless everybody. I'm done. I'm going to prepare y'all to be a blessing today. Look. And Moses said unto the people, Exodus 14 and 13, Exodus 14 and 13, follow me. I'm going to preach this thing until I hang up the phone here. Get off the line because we're doing both simulcast. Look at somebody say, he's simulcast in this thing. Here's Exodus 14 and 13. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not and see the salvation of the Lord, which will show you today. The salvation of the Lord, which will show you today. For the Egyptian means bondage, whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. So this enemy that you saw today, this spirit that you saw today, you will no longer see it. As a matter of fact, I prophesied yesterday afternoon at the workshop, I told the people, everyone in this building, you came here for your case to be closed. I'm going to say this right now. Everyone on this line, everyone that's followed me around the world, you join me today because God said I'm getting ready to close all the cases. Everything in your life that was held up against you, everything with your bloodline that was connected against you, everything that was told to you that was connected against you, I came to close the cases. I came to close the case of divorces, pain, past relationship issue, financial burden, hurt, church disappointment, church letdown, lies that was told to you, people that made you angry. I came to close the case of unforgiveness, bitterness, alcoholism, drug addiction, bad man, bad women, bad family members, lack of dad. We come to close these cases out today because where God is taking you right now, he has to close some cases to open up some new relationship, some new connection, some new people in your life, some new financial portal, some new opportunity. I came to close the case in your life. So what Moses told him, he said, this Egyptian you are at today, Gwen Marshall, what you dealing with right now today, that's an old spirit. I came to close the case of your financial portfolio, to open up every seed that you sown, every $1,000 that you sown, every part of the money you gave. I'm getting ready to open you up to not only four figures, five figures,
six figures, seven figures. I'm getting ready to show you that every case that you've been waiting to be settled is already settled in the Word of God. Psalms 119:89 says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." These cases are coming before you, Sister Tamika, Sister Toya. These cases, God is closing them down. All of these people you're waiting for, stop putting a comma where a period should be in your life. God said, "I'm closing the trajectory." Stop staying in chapter number one of that book and get to chapter number 12 so you can finalize it, so I can bring you to the place of victory. Stop waiting for somebody to do what God said I gave you the power to do for them in yourself. God, out of all Satan, I'm opening you up to a new trajectory in the land. I'm showing you the great and mighty things. Oh, good God Almighty. Hiya, my Satan. I'm showing you the trajectory. So as Moses said to the people, "Fear ye not. Be still. Stop moving around so much. Let me show you. And see the salvation of the Lord." That giant, that thing you dealt with, you won't see it no more because the trajectory has changed. You've been working for 63,000. You should be at 163,000. You've been working for $12.50 an hour. You should be at $24 an hour. The trajectory has changed. They're sitting there negotiating. They're going to pay you $14 an hour. You should be at $14 an hour. You should be at $34 an hour. The trajectory has changed. You begging people to call you. When God said, go open, use your hand. I'll show you everything you need. Some of you got a book that'll bring you $1 million the day you finish it. The day you finish the book, you'll get people calling you from all around the world. The moment you open that book, God, I will say, you'll be done. There's some of you, if you open your mouth and start singing, you'll create America Best already. You're in a powerful place right now in your life. Some of you, right this very moment, I'm prophesying to somebody right now. You start moving. Move out of that city where you at. You too scared to make a move because you still used to being around family members and comfortable. God said, you move to another city, I'll open up doors you never imagined that I would open up for your life. I'll let you escape poverty and move into wealthy place. I'm trying to tell you where I want you to go right now in your life. Some of you are scared to get on a plane, and then you're talking about going into another dimension. How you going to go into another dimension? You can't even get on an airplane. You get on a plane, you panic. I talked about you, Pastor Sewell. You already with me. Hallelujah. You're going to another dimension because of the presence of God. You got to know where God is taking you right now. You're afraid to go into the store and shop. How are you going to be able to cast out a demon and you're afraid of a disease? Good God. Woo! You got to have that power. You try to cast out a demon and then you're afraid of a disease. Well, the demon is a disease. It's a germ. All right, let me stop. Woo! Good God Almighty. You got to understand inside you, you are the forecast. Let me finalize this and be done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The trajectory is changing. He is with the trajectory. I told the people yesterday, and the Spirit of the Lord God gave me this word for the people on yesterday. And he said, tell the people. He said, Lorraine, in you, this season, I'm giving you the hard cases. I'm giving you the hard cases. So your prophetic level and the anointing goes to a different place because I'm giving you the hard cases. I'm giving you the tough ones now. So where people used to bleed, I'm giving you the hard cases. God moved in the service and healed the woman in the middle of the service because things are changing. Because we have to know what God is doing. Woo, thank you, Holy Ghost, of what he's doing in your life and the purpose. Let me finish this up. The predict the condition on the basis of what? Correction or corrected meteorological observation. God is allowing us to see things we have never experienced. Some of you are seeing angels and you're afraid. Those are angels. And you didn't even know the power of where God is taking you and what the Lord is doing for you now. You know, Sister Fraser, Sister Maura Fraser, God dropped you in my spirit. It's so good to have you today. This is a word for you, woman of God, and your husband, for you and your husband. This is a word for both of you all. This is a power a word. And I want you to let him listen to it. I want you to go back to this. I see the Lord tell you all, prepare for increase. There's even some things that the Lord is dealing with you all spiritually, that the Lord has said it's time to get back to that spiritual place. Even though you're doing what you're doing, God is bringing him, talking to you about your first love. There's a strong mandate on his life, in your life, that God has his hand on you in a powerful way. There's some things that you're doing, but in your spirit, down in your spirit, woman of God, right now, there's some spiritual thing that God has really been dealing with you about. I don't know if you wrote a business plan concerning something that's going to help other women, or school, or a door that's going to open. I'm looking at both of you all. God have you all as a tag team. And man of God, a woman of God, I'm telling you, what God is going to do for you all, it's going to take you to a place you all never imagined. You all have like a round table. Do y'all see what Will Smith and his wife, they have? Y'all will be far greater than that because they're just doing that for the show. God have y'all strategically. There's some things that he had mandated for you all life. That's why you all was going through all you was going through in the warfare. God had to move you all from family members and loved ones and to bring y'all out to where you all at, to raise you all up for a powerful place in him. That season is coming to an end. There's so many things that God has lined up for you all and that he's going to do. I'm looking at something in the next 6 to 8 months. It's literally like the man of God, like he's restless. I mean, he's enjoying things, but he's tired. Y'all tired because there's some things that God is going to do in you all that's going to go into y'all bloodline. And I'm talking about going to pierce and change years of things. I mean, all of the demonic things that the enemy has done, I can see y'all sitting down like, wow, we didn't even expect this. Because I'm telling you, God has his hand on your stuff, and no one can take it. And where he's taking you is going to blow the mind of many people. And all of that, you know, there's like the husband, it's like he get to a place and it's like, man, what's this holding me up? Because the Lord has literally a wall up where he can't go any farther than you, because there's so many things inside of you all that is so powerful, because he don't want the enemy to take what he has or to contaminate the greatness on you all. You are in a powerful, strategic, anointed place. It looked like even when the power of God move on you and y'all out there doing what y'all doing, God's still right there with you. I mean, it's literally like the power of God hits you. He's touching people and ministering to people while he's doing what he's doing. And the Spirit of God is all over them, because that's how powerful God has you all in. Ooh, good God. All right, let me stop here. With the message today, the forecasts have changed. You're in a changing time. You're in a powerful changing time. I want to give y'all an opportunity to sow into the seed called the changing seed, the life changer seed today. And I'm telling you, many of you right now, this is a prophetic word for you. You in a time, this called a life changing seed. Write this down, a life changer seed right now. And I tell you, in 72 hours, mark my word on this, this life changing seed, 72 hours. God is going to move in 72 hours. Between now and the next 72 hours, your life-changing seed is going to hit. I'm telling you, some of you are going to see the video side. They're going to see things happen. And it's like I'm seeing a vault being opened for you. Those of you said, Prophet Matthew, I'm going to sow this $100 life-changing seed right now. I'm trusting. I know you're right. This is a life-changing seed. Dr. Lyon, Dr. James, Dr. Felix, this is a life-changing scene, Sister Peter Gay. God, you're going to see something in the next 72 hours, in the next 3 days, something going to shift many of you right now in this life-changing scene. I'm telling you, the Administrator Brian have it right there. It's called the life-changing scene. I felt it in my spirit right now. Sister Mia, I felt it in my spirit, the life-changing scene. And you're going to watch what's going to happen. Some of the things in the next 72 hours, some of you, you're gonna go into places. I don't know who this person is, especially this person right now. You've been waiting, but you're gonna go into, like, you're gonna be walking, and God's gonna unction your spirit. You're gonna, that Wednesday, that car you was driving, you're gonna change. You're walking, you're gonna change. That life changing seed. This is a person right now. You're in an apartment now, and you're struggling in this apartment. But I guarantee you, if you step out now, you'll move in the house, and what you were paying for the apartment, you'll be able to pay it for the house, and you'll be able to, you know, family member, I don't know what his grandchild got to do with, got to move. There's somebody in a business deal. You sow this life-changing seed now, and I'm telling you, and by Tuesday, I'm saying somebody by Tuesday, the business deal is going to be open for you. There's somebody, and Brother Tubby, for you and your wife too. This is the life. I'm telling you, there's some going to be some things going to be. Oh, thank you, Holy. The life-changing seed is a life-altering move. Ooh, good God Almighty. The life-changing seed is a life-altering move. God is going to move for some of you right now in this life-changing seed that you're going to sow. Today, it's going to move. It's right there. You can do it at Cash App and Money Sign, RSPIM, Cash App and Money Sign. We're preparing to hit the East Baltimore Evangelistic Church this morning. If you're in the Baltimore area, you're Washington, D.C., where you're at, New York, up, come on, join us today. We're going to be ministering a word from the Lord. Join us today. It's going to be a power-packed word for you today. Life-changing seed. This is your life-changing seed. Sister Charmaine Long, woman of God, get ready. God is doing some things for you. And I hear the word, the test is over, that thing that you've been testing in. The Lord said he's fighting on your behalf. And in this area, your life-changing seed will prove your point. Somebody by this time tomorrow is going to shift some things for you. There's some things that the Lord is going to do for your husband, Sister Peter Gay, that you didn't even think he was going to do for your husband. It's literally like the Lord had to shut him down so he can send him out, back out again. There's some things that God is doing. There's some things that you've been talking, you petition the Lord for. It's getting ready to happen. You got to stay connected in this season, Sister Peter Gay. The Lord keeps telling me. He said, tell the woman, don't get disconnected. See, let me tell you something, Sister Peter Gay. Your seed really rescued your husband. Woo, y'all about to make me jump. Woo, y'all about to make me jump. See, you got to understand, woman of God, you're standing in the gap for your sons and your husband. Oh, I'm prophesying to somebody right now. Sister Sears, I'm prophesying to you too. See, you're standing in the gap, and many people don't understand. Your life-changing seed, your seed is covering your seed right now. Some of you just thinking about what I'm saying. You ain't got to think about. Let me tell you something. If the United States government get a prophecy from me and they have to come to my house and you get a prophecy right now and you ain't in the government, you know what I'm saying to you is the word of the Lord God. You know the Lord is speaking to you right now. You know God is talking to you at this very moment. This very moment, the Holy Ghost is speaking to you right now what to do. Right now what to do. This very moment. The things are happening this very moment. Oh, my side. You have to understand what God is doing right now. Matter of fact, get back to you, Sister Peter Gay. There's going to be, watch the settlement God going to give. Now, if y'all sold the 10% on that settlement, watch what God do. See, the Lord a shift. Now, watch this, woman of God. Your seed cover your seed and cover your husband. But look at the settlement going to come out of it and going to bless y'all even greater. People ain't ready for me. I'm telling you how the power of God is moving over your life. He's moving in ways that he's getting our attention. You are the forecast in the earth realm. There are things that are happening powerfully for right now. You can do it via Zell. Go to Zell, and we restore you. You, the letter U, at yahoo.com. Some of you need to be doing it right now. Your forecasts have shifted. Some of you inviting people to come on right now, their forecasts have shifted right now. Sister Brenda Lanier, you jumped on. Your whole life just shifted right now. There's some things that God is getting ready to do for you right now at this very moment, woman of God. God's going to blow your mind. God is getting ready to do some things you ain't even imagined he's going to do for you. My God. And I'm telling you right now, I don't know who this for. This for you, Sister Peter Gay, for your husband. The fund that you all was getting, God said, I'm going to increase the disability fund. I'm going to even take them to another level in financial things. But you got to stay connected. You can't get disconnected right now. There's too much anointing on the lives of your servant here. There's too many things that God is doing that you can't. You have to stay connected, people of God. Woo, Chef. You got the power and the glory of what God is doing for many of you. The things are opening up around you, Pastor Rick Kennedy. The powerful anointing on your life, man of God. The things that the Lord is doing in you right now. The presence of God over your life in your latter years. Greater things are being opened. God said, in this season that you're in, man of God, I'm giving you new tools and new ideas and new things, even in this season of the grief and the pain that you've been through. God said, your loss is a gain in this season. And I'm showing you, man of God, who you are in me. God said, I'm resetting your heart. I'm resetting your thoughts. I'm resetting your body. I'm resetting your hips. I'm resetting your joints. People have counted you out, but you're needed more now than you ever been needed in the earth realm. You're needed more now in the things of God than you ever been needed, because God has called you for such a time as this. You're in a glorified place in the kingdom of God, man of God. I know you've been sitting there in that chair thinking, talking to your friends, going back. God said, now it's time to move to the next level, because there's so many things that are getting ready to happen for you in this time of your life. Ooh, glory to God. Go ahead, sow that life-changing seed. I'm telling you, some of you right there at it. Sister Rhynisha, you were blessed immensely. God moved over your life. He moved mightily, Sister Johnson. He moved mightily. My God. And many of you, I want you all to prepare also for our Lifeline Conference. Our Lifeline Conference is next month. I want to see many of you. And our Lifeline Conference, June 24th through the 26th, is our Lifeline Conference. The theme of the conference is going viral in the midst of the virus. It's a Lifeline Conference. I'm just blessed to see most of you right now going viral in the midst of the virus. You in one of the powerful times of your life, thinking not strange why you feel the way you feel. The forecast is not out there. You have changed because of what's in here. And what's in here is changing what's out there, because the earth has an ear. E-A-R. Ear is in earth. It's responding to you. Woo! You need to come on, step out now. Some of you need to be stepping out this moment. Stepping out. Sister Dela Cruz, I'm celebrating what God is doing to you. Dr. Rick Kennedy, we're blessing God for what the Lord did. I'm telling you, man of God, woman of God, Pastor C, well, we're blessing you all. We're getting ready to go into that blessing. We're coming into church excited. I'm excited right now. Sister Sear, over there in the Bahamas. We need to do some over in Bahamas there. God, them people that are ready over there. Sister Sheldon, God doing it for you, daughter. Sister Wanda Nelson, there's things happening for you. Everything is being done. Woo, shine about thee. It's being prepared right now for many of you to be saved in this hour that you're in this season that you're in. You're a powerful man. You're a powerful woman of God. You're in it right now, Sister Gail Cummings. You're in it right now. You all are connected right now. God is doing powerful things, Sister Charmaine Long, Sister Kelvin, woman of God. You again. The Lord have you in a powerful place, woman of God. You ain't seen nothing yet. All of the stuff that you had to go through to be where you at, and God to bring you back into the spiritual place from the world into the world. All the things that God is doing. My God, I'm about to shake. Come on, sow that seed today. I'm sowing into the life-changing move right now. There's a fiery anointing happening right now. There's some things that are happening for you right now. You're being blessed like never before. Administrator Rita Bryan. Administrator Bryan, get ready for another connection. God is getting ready to open up a door, and I'm talking about within weeks. It's within weeks. It's almost like I'm seeing something in the next 4 days, woman of God, that the Lord is doing in you and for you. Ooh, good God Almighty. Sister Washington, D. Washington, thank you, Holy Ghost. Your family, some things that you put before the Lord concerning the family, right now, you're going to see something that you talk to the Lord by this afternoon between 1 and 3 o'clock. Yay! My God, I got to be careful with yelling. I'm in this place. My God, it's like I just saw something. The Lord just thrust something out that he's doing in your family right now. He's moving over you. Ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Some of you right there at the place, you're in a forecasted time. Let me end right here. The Hebrew word for forecast, now listen to this. This is a very powerful word. This word, it means takazitama, takazitama. This word means, it means reason, forecast, foreseen. It's already done. It's already done. It's been forecast and foreseen. So you're already there. It's already there. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. It's already done. God is already connecting it right now for you. He's already bringing it to pass. Sister Nina Parks, you're in a powerful situation. You're going to see all of the things you waited for. I mean, there's some things right now. Right now, Sister Nina, right this moment, I want you to hear this. Right this moment, there's some things that God is going to do for your daughter and for your life. I see a brand new opportunity coming your way. But listen to this now. The first one is going to be trying to get you. The second one, God said, I'm going to open a door for you because there's things that are getting ready to happen on your behalf right now. I mean, let me get it. Those who want to sow through Cash App, go to Cash App, money sign, R-F-P-I-M. R-F-P-I-M. Now, if you do it, do Zelle, preferably Zelle. Zelle is We Restore You, W-E-R-E-S-T-O-R-E, the letter U, at yahoo.com, yahoo.com. You can go over to, you can do it via PayPal. Go over to PayPal and look up Lorraine Matthews Ministries at gmail.com. You can go to our website. So if you go to our website, go to We Restore You, that's the letter U, .org. You can go right into our website there. Amen. Somebody can put that up there for us right there. You'll see it right there. I'm telling you, woman of God, you are so close to some of the greatest opportunity. That's why you've been disappointed with this person. Because it's like I'm seeing somebody, Sister Nina Park, this person keep playing with you. But the Lord said, you stay in that place and watch what he's going to do in you and for you. You're in a very strategic place in this season. Ooh, good God Almighty. Hi, Yedabasha. And I'm not stopping you. If you want to sow more, you can do that, man of God. You can do that, woman of God. Because right now, I'm telling you, let me say this. Right now, where we're at right now, in this window that we're open, there's some of you. God is talking to you right now at this moment. There are a couple of you that the Lord told you to sow more than that. And I'm not one that sits and talk about sowing seed, but I want to give you an opportunity right now, some of you, that this life-changing seed is going to change somebody's life forever. Now, there's somebody, I'm going to go on record and say this. That person who has this business that's supposed to sow a seed of $500. Now, listen to this. I want you to hear this. Now, I want you to hear this. And you're going to see it happen. There's something you believe in God for right now. And I'm saying this, a servant of God. Watch when you sow that seed. What God is going to move on your behalf. It's going to change your entire life. Something you ask the Lord to do. Listen to this, beloved. If you sow that seed, your life will take your income and your outcome to a place you never thought it would be. And I don't want you to do it from fear. I want you to step out in faith. And know what God will do for you is going to be life-changing for your life on today. This is the forecast of what God is doing for you right now. You step out today and watch what the Lord will do for you today. Some of you, by the end of the day, you'll get emails unexpectedly. Even as the woman of God who got that money in the bank account, that 8 $188,888.88 in our bank account. God moved. And if you believe what I'm saying to you today, man of God and woman of God, I know I heard from the Lord today. I know the Lord is going to move. I know this is a word for your life right this moment for you to step out. I have never met you, Sister Dela Cruz, but I always pray for your family and what God is doing for your book. God is moving for you, Sister Asia. I never met you, Sister Rynisha, but God moved over your life. Things are happening for your life over there in, I can't even remember what country you're in. I'm telling you, the Lord has moved. Praise your family. For you all, you are in a powerful place in your life and in your time. People don't, the stand with God's people today to see the mighty hand of God on your life and the things that are changing. Share this with other people today. They did something to my Facebook page where I can't halfway share some of this stuff with people anymore. All the stuff I try to share with people, I don't know what they Facebook did to me. I usually share to 60 or 70 people that something happened. But that's okay. We still touching and agreeing, and you have to be the one that shared today. Thank you. Over in Trinidad, we thank God for you over in Trinidad today. God is moving around the world, and lives are being touched by the word of God today. Step out, man of God. Step out, woman of God. Into those things of the Lord God, and know that his will shall be done. Amen. Sin City, the real, bless you all on today. We bless the Lord for you all, your ministry, and your leadership there. I'm telling you, step out, people of God, and watch the Lord move today. Do that. Sow that seed today. I believe God. Today's message, shared with others that they may be blessed. The forecast have changed. You're sowing into the life-changing. See today. Move on that. Ooh, thank you, Sister Moye. Bless you. Renee Tolliver, bless you and your family on today. We believe in God for you and your family. Ooh, hallelujah. Bless you on today. That business deal for you. It's already done right now for you. I celebrate what God is doing for many of you. Now, many of you, prepare for you. I'm done. Father, we thank you for the presence in the spirit today. I'm going to minister to a few of the people. Father, we thank you right now for your mighty hand. And those that are sowing right now, continue to sow that seed, even for this business. Father, we ask right now that you move expeditiously on the man of God, the woman of God, and the family. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, hear me today. Many of you, I want to see you at this Lifeline Conference 2022, June 24th through the 26th. We're going to have powerful speakers, blessing you, workshops. I'm telling you, divine connection. My job as an apostolic father and leader, I've connected so many men and women of God together for ministry. We love you too. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, woman of God. Appreciate that. Love you too. Matter of fact, today is Love Sunday, Administrator Brian. Amen. Bless you, Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry family. Thank you, my local church, for Love Sunday. Those who are partnering with us for Love Sunday. The hotel information is there. We have the hotel where you can go. Administrator Brian has the information for the hotel there for you. She's my administrator. It's right there. She'll put the number there. Get your hotel room. I don't know if they were sold out. Somebody called me the other day and said, is there any more room? I don't know. Sister Patricia Calvin, I believe you're in the Chicagoland area. Join us in our conference in Harvey, Illinois. It's right up the road there, 80 to 57. Join us. God is moving. God's going to do some of y'all. Sister Brenda Lanier, all of you all from Ohio, Toledo, Michigan there. Those of you from Indiana. Those of you from Missouri, Texas, Alabama, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, New York, upper part of Baltimore, Maryland, Delaware, California, Washington State, Washington, D.C., South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, Arizona, Arkansas, down in those areas. We're looking forward to seeing many of you for this conference because we're looking to connect with many of you and the many things that the Lord is going to do. So we're looking to see you for this conference. It's going to be a powerful conference. If you were with us the last several years, we want to see you. If you're in the local area, we want to see you there. We love you, people of God, and you get the passion of God from us. I'm telling you, contrary to what people say, the number is 708-597-3330 for the Get Your Hotel Holiday Inn Express. Amen. Ask for the Lifeline block. Ask for the Lifeline block. We're looking to see you. Some of you said you were going to be there last year. You didn't make it, but we'll look to see you this year. And I am totally blessed and excited about what God is doing. There is a word for your life, and we're here for you today, man of God, woman of God. We share God's word with many of his people. Amen. The registration fee is $100. That includes everything for the conference. We're looking to see you there in our Lifeline Conference 2022, June 24th through the 26th. I'm excited about what God is doing for you. All right, I got to go. Many of you got to jump on other lines, conference lines. But connect with us for this Lifeline Conference. If you need counseling, call our office number 708-825-1988. Stay connected with us. Call our office, our corporate office. Give it to administrator. I got so many numbers moving to my head. 912-2027, 877-912-2027. I bless you on today, people of God. Please share with everybody. We're getting ready to head into the service in a few minutes. Bless you on today. Stay connected with it. We love you all immensely. Go in the power and the strength of the Lord God on today. Let his presence and his spirit be with you as you continue to navigate in the things of the kingdom of God and the purpose for which God has mandated for you even now. Walk in that thing, walk in the glory of that thing and the mighty hand of God on your life on today. Amen. I appreciate you on today. And let it will be done. No, the forecast has shifted and you're part of that forecast on today. Restoration family, bless the house. We know it's great things happening around the world and in you. Baltimore, Maryland, we're hitting there. We're excited. We're heading to the sanctuary. We're looking forward to a great time, a worship experience. Join us. I love you all. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Go in his power. Bless you, Sister Valerie Jenkins. Bless you, Sister Long. Stay in that place. Bless the Lord for you. We love you all, too. Be blessed. Be strong on today. Don't forget, sow that seed, the life-changing, the move of it, and that God will be done. Talk to you soon, and shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. We're looking to see you in the sanctuary right here at East Baltimore Deliverance Church. I'm excited for you, and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International, and our elders, we bless God for you on today. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. It's in your hand, Administrator Brian.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Save the day.
The Ron Matthews Ministries presents the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference
2022.
11 years.
The 11th year celebration.
June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Get ready.
It happens at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Dr. Ron Matthews Sr., Pastor.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Save the day.
June 24th through 26th.
More details on the way.
Get ready and ready and ready.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreU.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreU.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
And it's bright.